English Across the Pond.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of English Across the Pond. Welcome to the final episode of 2017. We have a full year, a full calendar year of podcast episodes under our belt. We have been, I mean, even though we started in 2016, we started in June of 2016. So we're finally finishing one full year of English Across the Pond. If you have been with us from the beginning, this is just so exciting, and we want to just celebrate this year with you and celebrate, you know, the future of the podcast. If you're new, we are so happy to have you now and at the end of our year and to start and continue the new year with you. This is English Across the Pond. So this is a podcast that Dan and I record and release every single week. So it is a great way for you to practice and improve your English, your natural English, with us, native speaking English teachers.
Hi.
So we have tons of episodes in the past. We are going to have tons of episodes in the future. So today we're talking a little bit about the past and the future. We're looking back and we're looking forward. Mm-hmm. Dan, looking back, what was your favorite episode from 2017?
Well, hi, Jennifer. Hi. Hand on heart, I've really enjoyed all of them. I really, really enjoy recording our podcasts. I did actually enjoy talking about swear words because it was really different and really something I've never really, you know, done before. So that was really exciting. But I liked the episode. I think it was the one where regular listeners will know where we first said together, shh, 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 shh,
shh, shh, shh. Yeah.
Which I believe was episode 60, stress.
Yes, it definitely was stress, because that's my stress. That's my stress reliever. But you know what is so good about that is I do that still all the time. But now I do it and laugh because of our episode. So talking about doing that as a stress reliever, it actually has like intensified and made that stress reliever even more efficient because I laugh now every time I do it.
Which is a good thing, right?
Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I love it.
And in front of me here on my laptop, I can see sort of, you know, episode 54, Secrets, 46, Weekends. And it's just, I can remember so many happy things from all of them. So it's been a blast. It's been a gas. And but I say the one that sort of like jumped out at me a little bit was the stress one. Because we had, and any episode, oh, I guess it was just a minute. Hold on. Number 58, clothes.
Oh yeah, why clothes?
You tell me.
Is that the one that we lost it while recording?
No. It's all to do with socks. I don't know where we first mentioned socks. Maybe shopping. Shopping was where we first mentioned socks.
Oh no, my friend. Because one of my favorite episodes. Well, so actually no, let me backtrack. We talked about socks in our happiness episode. In our happiness episode. And then we referenced socks again when we were doing our live recording on YouTube.
Ah, yeah.
And I lost it. Yeah. I just started dying of laughter because I couldn't pull it together because we were talking about socks and I was just laughing so hard because of I just don't have a, your love for socks still baffles me.
And if anybody out there is playing catch up, we talked about things that we loved. And bizarrely, I didn't choose like a Ferrari or, you know, a beautiful holiday. One of the things I love is socks. And that's why, which is kind of quirky and kooky and funny. Yeah. And it's become like a running joke. The sock joke.
Yeah, an inside joke, really, between us and, of course, us and our listeners.
Yeah, gorgeous. And so did you say your favorite? Sorry, did you? Or were you saying yours? Or?
Oh, the socks episode was there. And then I can't really remember exactly which one it was live, the recording. But we definitely posted it on our Instagram as well, like we did a video, a recorded video. We uploaded that on our Instagram. It was like, oh my gosh, how much fun are we having in this episode? I'd have to go back and look. But that was by far my favorite episode because it was just such real laughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was about 37. No, I just don't know which one it was.
Don't worry.
Live in 30 minutes. I can't really find out which one it was. But anyways, favorites.
There you go.
That's the one. We were talking about favorites,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, that just got really crazy. So if you're new, or even if you're a newbie, or if you're an old listener, you can go back and you can actually really easily listen to these past episodes because on our website, if you go to our website, englishacrossthepond.com, and you click on episodes, all of our past episodes are there. Mm-hmm. And we have a little search bar that you can click and search for different things. So type in like happiness and you can find our happiness episode. Type favorites, you'll find our favorites episode. Type in, you know, like tag questions or grammar or something you want to learn. And we often have episodes that are teaching or talking about these kinds of things. So it's a really great way, talking about looking back, to utilize past episodes to learn something new.
So if we've done about 80 episodes and they're approximately 30 minutes each, maths is not my strongest suit, but that's a lot of talking.
That is a lot of talking. That is going to be approximately, because I'm really good at doing math in my head, 2,400 minutes of conversation.
40 hours of me and you.
Yeah.
Paradise.
Ooh. So lots of learning you can do.
Yeah.
We kind of talked about this before, so I don't want to go into too much of this, but, you know, resolutions are the talk of the town right now. Everyone's talking about resolutions and changes and what's coming in 2018. But, you know, what did you do that was new in 2017? Did you make any changes? Did you stick to your resolutions? Let's do a looking back chat.
Yeah, I think as the year went on, I think my resolution, well, to cut a long story short, no.
Yeah.
But to explain properly, I think my resolutions kind of evolved. I think I wanted to do more exercise than I did, but I had envisaged running and I did more sort of like walking around locally, listening to podcasts. And I think I wanted to plan more and be more organized. And I ended up more doing things like writing affirmations and mindfulness and keeping a diary. So I guess the answer in a roundabout way is kind of like yes and no.
The bottom line. Bottom line is no.
Bottom line is not really, I think.
Yeah. Did I do anything new in 2017? I did a lot of new things. I moved. I started a new yoga studio. Mm-hmm. I mean, as a parent to a very, very young child, like those things are always changing. You know, I'm always having to change what I'm doing as he's reaching new milestones and doing new things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's off the top of my head, kind of everything new.
Not
I want to know, did you go anywhere unexpected in 2017?
Well, kind of. I visited, my surname is very unusual, and I visited the town in Scotland that has the same name as my surname and where all my ancestors are from. Pretty amazing.
That is so cool. I don't remember you doing that, you sneaky little guy.
Maybe. I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but now there's lots of pictures of me next to my name.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. So that was fun. We had planned to be in Scotland, but we got off the beaten track. And I also found like my great, great, great grandfather's gravestone.
You did. How are you familiar with kind of your past family tree and your great, 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 great relatives like that you knew? Or did you research for that trip?
No, my uncle, I think he's my uncle. I'm not sure about how he's related to me. He did it all and just sent it to me. I didn't do the research, but I've got the information. And like 500 years ago, all of my family were sheep farmers. 100 years ago, they were all football players, and now they were all teachers.
You're joking.
No.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Like, just the fact that you're all teachers now, like you are a teacher. And
he's a teacher, and his brother's a teacher. No, we had no idea. No.
And so it wasn't like, oh, he's doing that, so I'm going to do it too.
Not at all.
Completely coincidental.
Out of the blue, yeah.
Love that. That's so cool.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
2018, looking forward.
Yeah.
What are you doing in 2018? Are you planning on any changes for the new year? Are you planning on doing anything differently next year?
It's just the same.
Yeah.
the same old. But, you know, that's good. And, you know, just keep nudging and nudging and nudging. I'd like to have an epiphany. I'd like to be like, have a hallelujah type moment where whole life changes. But that doesn't seem to have happened or be happening. So I'm just going to try and be more mindful, more careful, try to be more X and more Y. My friend always used to say, for a joke, this year I'm going to try to be a better person, because that kind of encompasses everything. And she always said it because it was like sarcastic, but it's kind of true in a way. You know, I'm going to try to, you know, listen to people more and think before I speak and, you know, just try to be better. That's okay, I think. Yeah, that's it really.
Yeah, that's great.
Have you got anything big, anything like tangible? You know, is there any sort of like real task that you want to achieve or?
In 2018?
Uh-huh.
Is there anything super big off the top of my head? I feel like it's kind of similar to yours. Yeah. I think we have a big, we talked about it in the past when we talked about planning vacations. We do have a pretty big trip coming up at the end of 2018.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I kind of got to gear up for that one. You know, my son will be like old enough that we have to pay for his flight now. We have to like buy him a seat. In a year, he is going to be so different.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what to expect for his age on a plane going to Europe. But you know what, Dan? I'm going to say this right now. There is a very good chance that I will be in your neck of the woods. I might be going to England. And if I go anywhere in England, we will record an episode.
Yeah.
Live together.
Be amazing, wouldn't it?
Mark my words. That is definitely going to happen.
It's a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be so cool. So
that would be awesome.
So that's kind of what's kind of gearing up in 2018, I think.
Yeah.
Outside of the usual, what you said, trying to be a better person, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Accountability check for you and potentially for our other listeners.
Right.
What can I hold you to do by the end of the year, by the end of next year?
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
go on.
I was just going to say, you kind of mentioned what you wanted to do. So to avoid a repetition of the same question, is there anything that you want to do that, you know, I can kind of hold you to? And so just describing what that means, like, and when I said accountability check, I want to help hold you accountable.
Yeah.
You know, so at the end of next year, I can be like, Dan?
Yeah.
Did you do it? How is it going? And we can check in with one another.
Yeah, I've got one.
Yeah.
So I like to go walking in the countryside. I don't do it enough. And strangely, you know, it's that perverse human nature. When I'm not doing it, I sit around thinking, oh, I really love doing it. I should plan to do it. And then I don't plan to do it, and I don't do it as much as I should. So I'd really, but it's not something, you know, it does take up, so I can't do it every weekend. Every weekend obviously would be like 50 times, and I can't do it that often, but I'd like to think maybe once a month, a little bit less, because so maybe I would really like it if I could go off for what I call a proper walk, which is sort of like at least a few hours, 10 times next year. 10.
Wow. So it's like a little less than once a month.
Yeah.
But that's the bare minimum of what you'd want to do.
Well, anything else would be a bonus, but I'd be disappointed with myself if it wasn't 10. And I think that's reasonable 10, you know?
Yeah, that's really good. And so we can kind of break up the year in quarters or in a few months, and I can ask you, you know, in March, like, hey, Dan, so how many times have you walked this month?
I could. So I'm going to spend next December walking every day.
Yeah, so you can get in your 10 limit.
Well, I was going to say, please don't only remind me in exactly 12 months' time when I've forgotten. So quarterly would be perfect.
Perfect. I have a little bit of mom brain. I'm going to try to remember to actually hold you accountable.
What about, because I hope it's to do with gardening.
By the end of next year, I hope to have a rose bush. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll send you.
I don't know. I've stepped back from my gardening. I know. I kind of hit it hard. I went just too much. It was too much too soon, and I burnt myself out of the garden. I haven't been there in weeks.
Jennifer Nascimento. Disappointed is an understatement.
I know. So I'm not gonna say that because okay. I don't know.
All right.
I would like to have you hold me accountable for more meditation.
I thought you were gonna say medication.
No, I don't like taking medication.
I'm sorry. Yes, good.
Meditation. Meditation is really connected to what you said earlier, mindfulness, being more mindful. And I want to carve out time for meditation and really focus on giving myself time for some self-love and self-care. And meditation is what I'd like to do.
You need to put some kind of like statistics or figures into it, because I want to do something more, you know, it's too airy-fairy.
Ooh, look at you, Mr. Accountability Partner.
I'm getting tough, huh?
So I want to meditate at least once a week.
Okay.
At least. I mean, I would love to make it something I do every day on the daily, right?
Yeah.
So quantifying that, putting it into a number, by the end of the year, I want to have, been meditating every single week. But, so what, 48 times?
Yeah.
Let's do 40 times. And so when I meditate, maybe I can, you know, to hold myself accountable and to really be able to track that progress, maybe I can do a quick journal after. How did it make me feel? Was that meditation different than the last one? You know, because meditation really could be like a practice, something that you do get better at and it becomes more beneficial. It's not just, sitting with your eyes closed.
An investment.
Yeah. So I'm going to turn that around in this very, very final episode of 2017 to our listeners. And what I really love is that you totally called me out and said, like, hello, sister, make it more, statistical, give yourself a clear objective. So think about what you want to do related to English, because, right, you're listening to this episode to improve your English. So think about your English and what do you want to do by the end of next year? And do not just say, I want to be fluent. What do you want to do? What is fluency to you? What do you want to achieve? What measurable data can you write down and have? And really just think about that and try to implement it in the new year, in the coming months, and really just be more aware and mindful of it.
Yeah. Otherwise, time will just pass you and Jennifer and me by. And as I'm sure you know, before you know it, it's March. Then it's
August.
Summer, or, depending if you're listening in Brazil, then it's the winter. And, all of this time just slips through our fingers. We all know, and accountability to yourself, particularly, I think Jennifer and I, we agree, I think writing things down and reviewing, I think the idea of Jennifer and I looking in March, if we remember, about how our progress is going. Because with your meditation, Jen, if by March you find that you're doing it once a week and it's really easy, we can maybe up the stakes, you know. I mean, me, yeah, likewise. So I think if you're out there, you really want to get your English improved, then setting yourself goals. But of course, these are not set in stone. You might think, I'm going slower than I thought, or faster than I thought, or now I've got a new job, or, you know, now X or now Y. They're not set in stone. You can change them. But without a plan, we're just drifting around, bumping into things and disappointing ourselves.
I love it. So this episode can, you know, end with just a lot of, or this conversation part can end with just reflection and just thinking about just the past and thinking about past fond memories and things that you loved, and then trying to implement that for the new year. And as you look forward, how can you do more of what you love? How can you achieve more of what you want to achieve? And I just think that would be lovely.
Yeah. And to our listeners, you know, regardless of where you're from, A, of course, we're so happy to have you on board. And thank you so much for all your support and messages. And, you know, Jennifer and I, of course, we wouldn't be doing this if you weren't out there. And we wish you an amazing 2018. The most important thing to remember next year is to listen to us.
To keep listening to us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So as we end this final conversation of 2017, you know, our old listeners know that we're going into our language focus. New listeners, the end of the conversation is not the end of your learning with this podcast. We're going to go into a language focus to help you learn even more English, kind of in relation to this episode. But reiterating what Dan said, thank you for a fabulous 2017.
Thank you.
Thank you for a great year. Thanks for your support. Let's make 2018 even better for English Across the Pond. And we need you to do it. So stay tuned for some more fabulous episodes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dan. It was all right talking to you today.
Jennifer, it's been absolutely wonderful. Best conversation I've ever had.
Ah, great. I will see you
next year. Week.
Oh my gosh, I'll see you next year.
See you on the other side. See you in 2018. Yes. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, listeners. See
Happy
you
New
next
year.
Time.
See you next time. Thank you, bye. Okay, who's ready to get into our final language focus of 2017? Woo! We talked a lot about setting some new goals, thinking about what you want to achieve in 2018, and really making an English goal something that you can measure and really work to achieve in the coming year. If you want to improve your English, if you are not satisfied with your English in 2017, it's time to make a change and think about what you want to do that is different. If you are not a member of English Across the Pond, if you are not yet a gold member, then 2018 is the time to do it. You can sign up right now before the year ends and get motivated to learn more English with us and with this podcast. Every week, we send our members transcripts, which are basically the subtitles of this episode. It's all of the words from this episode. And we send a study plan. This study plan tells you exactly what to study for the week. We give you a very clear, very structured plan with 7 activities to do using our podcast every single week. We help you practice and improve listening, reading, writing, spelling, vocabulary, grammar, and even speaking and pronunciation with the exercises in our study plan. Our study plan also gives more details about this language focus. So while anyone and everyone can listen to this podcast and use this podcast episode to improve their English, our gold members learn even more. and get more structured practice to help improve their overall fluency by practicing all of the skills I mentioned. So if you are ready to make a change in your English and you're ready to start improving even more, then Gold Membership is for you, our dear listeners. You can sign up and you can learn more on our website, englishacrossthepond.com/gold, G-O-L-D, or just click subscribe. Now, as we get into the language focus, I'm going to be reviewing 5 tips to help you speak better using the past and the future tenses. Now, whatever level you are of English, you've probably learned about the past and the future because that is what you learn in the beginning of studying. But I'm going to be reviewing 5 tips that are really important, reviewing some mistakes that you need to avoid and to help you speak more confidently. And let's start with the past tense. Now, the past tense, the simple past tense, is most often going to be used with a time expression because it's giving details about a past action that started and finished in the past. So we often use time expressions like ago, last year, in 2015, 2 weeks ago. We use those time expressions to give more detail because otherwise we can use the present perfect to talk about unspecified events or actions in the past. Unspecified mean we don't give a time expression or details. So just a quick tip, when you use a simple past, try and give more details by using a time expression. So on that note, remember that the past, the simple past, is used for actions that started and completed in the past. There's no connection to the present. You're not trying to connect it to the present in any way. It's simply for past completed actions. Tip number 3, a very common mistake, is when we make a negative sentence or we ask a question in the simple past, we must use the auxiliary did. And when we use the auxiliary did, we use the base form of the verb. So I asked Dan, did you go anywhere expected last year? Did you go? I would never say, did you went? We do not use the past tense of a verb with the auxiliary did. And this is a mistake I hear pretty often with English learners. So tip number 3, make sure you use did, the auxiliary did, in questions and negative sentences, but with the base form of the verb. Now, friends, let's talk about the future tense. Even though will is often taught first in grammar books, even though most students learn to use will to talk about the future, will is a limited word when talking about the future. It's often used only for spontaneous actions or actions that happen in the moment, for promises or requests, and it often shows uncertainty. So there are many, many more ways to talk about the future tense, and we don't use will naturally as native speakers. Your final tip, tip number 5 for the future tense, is the most natural way that you can talk about the future and planned actions you have for the future is with the present continuous tense. I asked Dan, are you planning on anything new next year? Are you doing anything in 2018? Are you making any big decisions next year? And by using the present continuous tense with a time expression, we talk about the future in the most natural way as possible. So take these 5 tips to end your year speaking even better English. Thanks again for learning with us, and we will see you next year, which is really just next Friday. Thanks again. Talk to you later. Bye.